Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the 1413th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. This is Let's Talk About It, y'all. We are sitting at the table. I am your girl, Misunderstandings Adrian, and I have with me Sister Janice Mima Hudson.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
And I got, and on the other side, we have Pastor Chapter. I'm about to call you Pastor Chapter. Lord, y'all know who she is. She's the pastor. She's Colleen. She's Chappy. And then she's Chappany and Chappin. If y'all was on the other night, she's just the one that breaks this word down that, you know, y'all be trying to figure out where these studies is coming from. And you're like, oh, my God, I've never heard a word like that. That's who that is. That's Chappy. That's Pastor Colleen. Wait, Daly. Chap.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Ooh. Oh, we must be going in today, y'all. She said, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, what we going to do? And it's funny because it's March 1st. So right off the bat, it's what? Women, this is Domestic Violence Month, or is it women history? It's women history.
Women history.
Mm-hmm. Stand up for the ladies. Yeah, stand up for the ladies. Beautiful, beautiful start to a day, and what else better to end our first day of March but sitting at the table here at Let's Talk About It. So, if this is your first time joining us, we encourage you, if you'd like to join live, you can call in 319-527-6091. If you are impelled to speak, you can press 1. It will key the board, and then that will cue us, and when you hear your beep, it is then your turn to speak. If this is your first time at Purpose Kingdom Network, I would just like to tell you that it's going down in the PK. I can tell you it's going down because everything shouldn't be ringing in my house, and nothing should be ringing, and it's still ringing. So, because of the fact that I know it's going down, and it's going down in that manner, what I need is, we have this thing where we kind of like have the kingdom authority to put Satan where he needs to be, like to set the atmosphere straight for what we need it to be and how you need to sometimes say, this is what I need right now. So no, right now is not the time. So what we would like to do is we can start off with that so we can set the atmosphere so you can let your dogs know that the dogs might bark, you know, let the kids know the kids might yell, the neighbors might start, beeping the horn, whatever the case may be. Nothing you really want to stop this airway because you might miss something that God is trying to say in that moment right now. So what I'm going to ask you, Mima, you can get us in.
So you can let your dog
know
that the dogs might bark.
Work on it.
Let the kids know the kids might yell, the neighbors might start barking.
Sound like you can hear me double, right? And I mean that we can reiterate the fact that the devil can do whatever he wants to and we going to tell him, not right now. He can't have it.
Not right now, devil. Not here tonight, devil. Holy Father, come to me as almost I know how. Asking you, Lord, please, Lord Jesus, let the sound of our voices over these airways, go through and touch someone's heart, Lord Jesus. Touch their minds, touch their bodies, touch their souls. Right now, Lord Jesus, we know that it is so much in the atmosphere that's not right now, Lord Jesus, but I ask that you come, Lord Jesus. I ask that you come and you be in the midst of it all, Lord. I ask, Lord Jesus, that by the sound of our voices, by the words of our conversations, Lord Jesus, that someone out there hear it and get a word in and understand that what we're saying and what we're trying to say. But right now, Lord Jesus, I just need you to be in the midst of this here broadcast tonight. And I just want to say to Satan, you got to sit down. You got to get out of here. You're not one in here. So right now, Satan, we're putting you out. It is in the holy name of Jesus Christ, Lord. It is in your name, Lord, that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think that was, I don't even have to think on that. I know, just in case you did not know, one thing that you do is you say it. You can say it with authority. We can claim it. And now we just going to move right on. Because we definitely need somebody to cover the table tonight. Because I had to bring it to the table because I said, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Did someone just say something about a golden Trump? And then I said, no. They ain't say nothing about no golden Trump. You know, because there's one thing that I've noticed that the world is doing right now. There's a lot of play on words. A lot of things happen. You know, like back in the day when they used to say that you need to know the word for yourself. I understood what they meant, but I didn't understand what they meant, like to the point where you can watch television shows now and you can be really engulfed in a show. Like this is something that you thought was like something that you've never, ever seen before. And you don't know where it came from, and it's the best writing in the world. But then you look, and it's like Moses in the book of Exodus, like taking the Israelites out of Egypt or something. You know what I mean? So we don't have I think what we're doing is we have moved and we have evolved so much that people start talking. And they don't even realize that when they're talking, they're like throwing the fact that if you don't know your word, if you don't know what we're talking about, we're throwing this further in your face, it seems like to me. Because certain things just be like a little bit too far. So like maybe somebody on this call has not heard about it, because I'm be honest. I didn't really, really know about it, but I knew I had a place where I can go and find out. And that was at the table with Let's Talk About It. Now, I don't know if y'all know about what chat do. Chat do something that a lot of the people that are my age, we don't do as well. And she's a Google. She can do it. She gonna search you out. She's going to make sure it's right. We're not even going to talk about something if it don't make sense. It's on the network. So that's one thing that I can say. But I had asked Chap if we could talk about the golden Trump. Because when I heard it, I never heard of anything golden but the calf. And that's why I said, okay, wait. To be wrong, I'm wrong right now. Let me shut up, keep my whole mind to myself, and just bring this to the table. So, ladies, let's talk about it. If you out there tonight and you are listening, 319-527-6091 is the number to join in. But right now, let's talk about it. And we about to talk about this gold calf. Chat.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about this nonsense. As I said when you first brought it up, this is the first that I was hearing of it. And I understand why this is something that basically just recently happened in the past 2 to 3 days. I'm going to start off by reading some of the headlines. Slate News says the Golden Trump statue is the talk of CPAC. Los Angeles Times, letters, Republicans worship Golden Trump idol at CPAC. Yahoo News, letters to the editor. Republicans were worshiping a golden idol of Trump at CPAC. Insider, the larger-than-life statue of Donald Trump at CPAC, and it was made somewhere in Mexico. Now, first, let me tell you who CPAC is, because, you know, I wasn't really paying much attention to the golden calf thing at first until, you know, I wanted to see, well, who is CPAC, and why are they dealing with this golden Trump thing, and what is this really about? Because I thought it was a joke. Well, it's not a joke. It's sad. It probably should be a joke, but these people are dead serious. CPAC stands for the Conservative Political Action Conference, and it's currently taking place in Orlando, Florida. But the report I'm going to read from, I'm going to read from the New York Times, because they tend to keep it just a little bit more just factual versus people's opinion. Because trust me, I ain't going to give you my opinion. I'm going to just tell you what God's word saying. Y'all take it for what you want after that. That's y'all's business. I'm reading from the New York Times. I'm sorry, Mr. New York Times. I'm not exactly sure which one of your people wrote this article for me to give them credit, but I can at least give you credit. This is an article. It was written in the New York Times. At CPAC, a golden image, a magic wand in reverence for Trump. The faithful who flocked to the annual conference of conservatives made it clear that their allegiance was to the former president far more than to the Republican Party. Orlando, Florida, Tommy Vegan was appalled by the few sculptures of Donald J. Trump that was in existence. So the life-size nude statue that popped up in major cities in America, the Golden Toilet in London, so in 2018, he got to work. Mr. Zegan, a Trump supporter who had recently moved to Mexico from the United States, created a 6-foot-tall fiberglass mold of the former president and painted it gold. Mr. Zegan's Trump carried a magic wand in his left hand, a reference to Barack Obama's quip in 2016 about Mr. Trump needing one to bring back manufacturing jobs. The sculpted Trump wore his customary suit jacket and red tie, American flag shorts, and flip-flops because technically he should be retired, Mr. Zegan explained, but he chose to be a servant. I want y'all to hear that one more time. He said the Trump should be retired, but he chose to be a servant. The final product tilted Trump in his magic, I'm sorry, the final product titled Trump and His Magic Wand was among the more popular attractions at this year's Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. On Saturday, attendees flocked to the event's merchandise hall for photos with the golden sculpture, the scene and almost literal rendering of the Republican Party, which continues to reserve its reverence not for ideas or elected officials, but for one man. Now, Mr. Zegan insisted this is definitely not an idol.
Amen.
Telling you what the man said, although everything about what they wrote that he made makes it sound like an idol, he said it's definitely not an idol. Mr. Zegan stated he was a youth pastor for 18 years. An idol is something somebody worships and bows down to. This is a sculpture. It's two different things. Okay, I'm not going to read no more of that nonsense because I got to stop right there. God ain't going to let me go no further.
Amen.
Further.
Amen.
I was about to say,
wait,
we didn't gave that sucker like 8 minutes. Hold up.
Because I wanted to make sure I knew exactly what these folk was doing before I had went up in here. So first, for Mr. Zegan, and I pray that you are listening. I'm not saying this to you to put you down. I'm not passing any types of judgments on you or anything of that sort, but you have made the statement of what an idol is. So let's go real quick. Y'all know I'm quick on this, the definition. D-I-M-I-T-I-O-N. I'm sorry, y'all. I need glasses bad. Definition of idol. I-D-O-L. Let's see what they say an idol is. An idol. The definition of the word is an image or representation of a god, lowercase g, used as an object of worship. Then under that it says, a person or thing that is greatly admired, loved, or revered. Did y'all hear that? Let's go down to Merriam-Webster. Definition of an idol, an object of extreme devotion. Now, didn't they just say that all these people have more faith and trust and connection to Trump than they did the Republican Party? Then it says a representation or symbol of an object of worship. Okay. Then it says a likeness of something. Wait a minute. An idol is something that is made in the likeness of something. An idol could be a false concept, a form or appearance visible but without substance. Okay, so he made a statue, a form that is visible and has no substance. He made a statue or an image that took on the likeness of something or someone, but you want to say this is not an idol, baby. I'm sorry. Then I'm going to pray for you because Satan got your eyes covered. That's an idol all day long. The golden calf was an idol. The statue that Nebuchadnezzar put up in Babylon for the Hebrews, the Israelites, to bow down to, and we know the story of the three Hebrew children, that was an idol. Mm-hmm. Guess what? If you got more concern for your car than you do God and your family, that's your idol. So an idol can be, let's make that clear, an idol can be anything. But based on this definition, it said a likeness of something or a form or appearance visible but without substance. Now, we all know that God said there was going to be a day when what happened to the children of Israel was going to take place again. That just like Nebuchadnezzar built the idol and said that when the trumpets and the music started playing that everybody had to bow down to it, the day would come that the Antichrist would build an idol and that everybody would have to bow down to it. Now, am I saying that this is that day? No. Am I saying this looks like it could be the precursor or maybe the birthing pains of that day? It's looking a lot like it to me.
Amen.
Remember the Ten Commandments? We talk about all the different commandments all the time, but you know which one we don't talk about a lot is those initial ten. Oh, we'll talk. We get deep with it. We will talk about, oh, well, you know, God told us not to eat meat, and God told us not to do this, and God told us not. Well, guess what? Let's go back to the basics of what God told us not to do. The Ten Commandments. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the first one says, I am the Lord thy God, and that thou shalt have no other gods before me, that thou shalt not bow down to graven images. Oh, did I say that again? Thou shalt not bow down, reverent, worship, graven images. But y'all over there building stuff to Trump. And the funny part is this just supports something that we have been saying here at Purpose Kingdom Network for a long time. And what we have been saying is no matter how much Trump and all the people associated to him want to say they are of God, the fruit that dropped from their tree proves otherwise. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And y'all play with that man if y'all want to. God is telling me to be real clear about this. Y'all go ahead and keep playing with them demons if y'all want to.
Amen.
Everybody, amen. Oh, God is a and God of love. Yes, he is, but he a God of wrath too. Keep playing with him. Yeah. See what next pandemic hit us. I'm sorry,
well,
y'all go
that's
ahead.
Why we're on. That's why Let's Talk About It comes to you. And the way that we come to you is we come to you so that we can give you a form that even if you're having the question, if you have something that's been going on, it's been dealing with something that's been happening, and you don't know where to at least go to formulate the opinion, to start the conversation, to take it to the next place, we invite you tonight to come and press one, start talking to us. Sit at the table and let's talk about it.
That's right.
Another thing that I've been watching, you know, and I want to talk to Mima first. Mima, you answer this question first and then chat. And the reason why is because it's all about a connection to our younger generation. And, you know, I'm a big on our generations, our children's children's children. And I know that when we talk to Mima, we know that Mima got children's children's children. You know, because, you know, Mima and Papa, they got all of the children. So they got the children of the children of the children of the children of the children, and they still going to have these children. So when we talk about future, I'm going to talk to Mima first. Mima.
Amen.
There is a problem right now, and I say this as a problem because the what we at Purpose Kingdom need to do is take this problem and make it so that it's no longer a problem that is just a problem, but it's something that we are handling. So this problem here that I would like to speak on are the shooters. Not the violence, not the gun, and not all the other things that happen. Talking to the shooters, those that might be out there doing the violence or whatever, the child. What if we were going to pour a conversation together to start this conversation? What do you think we should start? How do we think?
What I think on that is we really have to get to know what's going on. We have to get to know and understand what's going on. Because, you know, if you think about it, our children are, you know how a baby is born and then you get the two-year-old and the two-year-old repeats something that a parent or somebody says, and we look at them and say, oh, wow, that kid is like a sponge. That kid is soaking in everything that the parents are doing or anybody that's around them are doing. So basically what we have to do ourselves, we have to instill in our children. Our children have to look at the men. Let's go here. Our sons have to be replicas of their fathers. And when I say replicas of their fathers, they need a strong, real, sincere man figure in their lives. So in order for this shooting and this violence to stop, we have to have a strong, positive role model of a man for these young men to look at. But see, because there's not fathers in a household, you know, and not just saying they just don't want to be there, they not there, you know, we don't know the circumstances why a lot of fathers are not in the household, why a lot of fathers that are in the household are not teaching these children to be positive, you know, or be a good product of themselves, you know. So that comes from, we have a lot of grandparents right now today that are raising their children, and the grandparents are soft. And when I say the grandparents are soft, you know, the kid come in and he do something wrong, and a parent will get a hold of him, you know, and once the parent get a hold of him, then the child run to the grandparent. You know, I'm guilty of a lot of that myself, but I instill in that child, you know, that you have to do the right thing. I don't just like, oh, don't hit him, leave him alone, let that child just be a child, you know. But right now, letting the kids be a child or with the fathers not being there, or you got fathers, a lot of parents that's out there on drugs. They still, this drug, this opioid thing is so horrible, it's pathetic, you know. And then you got a lot of them out there right now, they still thinking that they had to sling drugs in order to become rich, you know. But we have to teach, we need them role models to teach those children that the only way you can become rich is to get out there and work, have an honest job, do something honest for yourself. You know, even with, you know, my grandkids, you know, my oldest grandkid is living in a house with me now, that's 15. That kid right now today still asks, Grandma, can I go to my friend's house? Grandma, can I get on the phone? Grandma, can I do this? Can I do that? The reason he asks those things, asks like that, is that's the rule and regulation in my household. We have to know what our children are doing, tell our children what we expect of them, and let them know that they are loved. You got to hug these kids. You got to let these kids know. Because if you don't show those things, if you don't show them kids that they're loved, them kids will go out there and they're going to find love somewhere else. And it's going to be the wrong type of love. That, okay, I love you. I love you, son. I love you well. I love you like a son. Here you go. Sell this pet for me right here. You know, so we have to make sure that our children are not meeting up with the wrong people. Know what your children are doing. Back in the day, it was the saying was, do you know where your child are? And that was like 8 o'clock at night. You have to know where your kid is. What 15-year-old doing outside 2 o'clock in the morning? You know, what 15-year-old what is a 15-year-old doing across town? If this 15-year-old live in South Philadelphia, what is he doing over in Frankfurt, in Frankfurt section of Philadelphia? You know where your kids are, know what your children are doing, and put an expectation on those kids and let them know this is the time that you're going to be in the house, and this is how many times you're going to call me because you got a phone, because we know everybody have a phone. This is where you're going to call me, and you're going to let me know where you at. From the time you walk out this door, if you walk out this door, I say, okay, you can go out. It's 6 o'clock. But 8 o'clock, you better be in this here house. But between 6 and 8 o'clock, I better get at least 2 to 3 phone calls. Let me know what you're doing and where you're at. You know, so we have to instill in our children that we are still your authority figures. So as long as we keep that authority figure in those kids and keep, just like we had a fear of God, we still have to put the fear of the parent in them as well. Amen?
Amen. Because, wow, she said a lot.
Amen.
I know that somebody out there right now, look, I know somebody out there right now is stuck on one of the things. Like, I mean, you got to instill in your children. She said, instill in your children the values that you're going to have, like rules, and you demonstrate what's going to happen in this house. If you long you in this house and from 6 to 8, you're going to call me twice. I like that. Because I know that there's a lot of younger generation parents. You know what I mean? Like you said, your son, your grandson is 15. So you're looking like your grandson's 15. We know Chappie's grandson is 11. You know, and it's like that's your youngest in the house, and then that's Chappie's oldest. You know what I mean? So
no, that's my oldest in the house.
That's your oldest in the house. That's what I mean, your oldest.
Yes.
Oh, your oldest
other
in the
children.
House.
Right, other children.
Right. Okay, so then let me say that y'all top are 4 years apart. And let me and say it like that. Now, chat.
Yeah.
I know that your grands are a tad bit younger. But everything that I'm sure are right there. Like, but the just being the strong role model, having people in their lives and that. What else the reason why I'm asking these questions is because when you sit back and you're listening, there are so many people that want to stop this problem. There are so many people that want to assert themselves into this situation. Like, this is a horrible situation. It can't be like this. They don't need to be that way. It's this part, that part.
Amen.
This part. How do we need a solve. We need a resolve. So that's why I'm asking, like, let's talk about
here,
it. What do you say?
Here's the resolve on that. Before I go into the resolve, though, God is telling me to give this scripture from our Ten Commandments segment. For those who don't know, you can find it in Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 17, and you'll find it again in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 6 through 21. Now, on to what we're talking about right this second. not so much, like you said, not the guns, not the politics behind it, but just the fact that our children are out here doing it. And I like what Janice said about the missing male figure in the household. But I have to go a little bit deeper than that, because it's deeper than the male figure. Because some of those children that are out there shooting are shooting because the male figure in their household, whether it be biological dad, stepdad, mom's girlfriend, dad's other boyfriend, I got to keep it real, that's what the world we living in, uncle, if the man is not right, he's not going to teach the child correctly. And if the child is not being taught correctly, what society or what we would say is not proper, they're being taught that it is. They're being taught that that's what makes you a man. Like watching my brothers and my cousins grow up in the 70s, we were taught that a man stands his ground and will put his fist up to defend his home and his family. They never said a man will stand his ground and pick up a gun. But that's how they taught us then. The problem is, and I see we have a caller on the line. Caller, I'm going to get you as soon as we get through this statement. The problem is that you cannot lead the child the way the child needs to be led if you are not attached to something that is leading you. And unfortunately, some of us are attached just to the wrong thing. Because the Bible tells us, I believe it's Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The same is true for if you train up a child in the way he shouldn't go. For example, we desensitize our children to death. We have games like Mortal Kombat, Call of Duty, Zombie Killer, games on the phone, get the group and attack the person that doesn't look like you. With that game, I can't stand Grand Theft Auto. We have games that glorify violence, and then we didn't go. Oh,
which about the one that beat up the grandma? Which the one about beat up the grandma?
Granny's house. Granny's house. That's the one where they go around and they beat up the grandmom, and the grandmom is beating up on the children. Like, we have made this become their norm through play.
Their normal. Amen.
And because I'm an educator and was in education, the one thing that I know is if you want to teach a child how to do something, you teach them through play. That's why most head starts in daycare, to get them ready for school, start teaching through play. We have taught them to be killers. We have taught them to be thieves. We have taught them to be drug dealers. We have taught them to be whoremongers. That's what we teach them.
Okay.
And then we have the audacity, after we planted all of that filth and vile in them, to sit back and say, oh, my goodness, what's wrong with our children? What's wrong with our children is us.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with our children. And why is it us? It's like my grandson. We bought him a television, the youngest of all of them. He just turned six at the time we bought him the television. We set the television up in his room. He started taking the remote. Now, mind you, we ain't plugged nothing up yet. We just set the TV up. He picked up that remote and was about to have a fit. Because he kept pushing, and nothing was happening. Gangsy, the remote is broke. No, it's not, baby. You don't have a power source in there. The remote requires batteries. And if you don't put the proper battery in there, then the remote won't work. But if you put the proper batteries in the right order, see, the remote will work. And then the light was coming on. So he's like, oh, it's working. Okay. And he's still pointing at the TV. Gangsy, the TV is broke. Well, no, baby, the TV isn't broke. The TV has to be connected to the electrical source that runs through this house in order for the power to hit the television so that it will come on and entertain you. Somebody out there just said, what that got to do with what we'll be talking about? Are men that are not connected to God through Christ Jesus, y'all not connected, y'all don't have the right power source. You're not connected to the spiritual electrical current that is running through our homes. you know, our home, the body, the flesh, that which we step out of at death. And then we sit and we wonder why our children are astray. You can't teach what you don't know. And unfortunately, my generation and younger, generation that begun to fall away from belief in Christ. Oh, no, God ain't real. Jesus ain't real. He can't be real. I mean, they made him white, so he can't be real because they changed his teacher. Oh, God ain't real. I believe in the universe, in the powers in the universe. If we put good stuff into the universe, let me tell you something. Last time I checked, ain't nobody wrote down nowhere where the universe came down, took on a form of man, laid his life down on a tree, and died for my sins, let alone got back up 3 nights and 3 days later. But y'all were just talking about the universe.
I'm spiritual.
Don't you know demons are spiritual? So if you're not connected to the spirit of God, that spiritual nonsense you talking about, you just playing with demons?
Amen.
That's the problem.
Tell.
We want to fix this
Tell
world. We need to get back real with Christ. And I ain't saying, I know everybody not going to accept it because God's word tell me it's not. But then it goes to those fake Christians. I mean, you know, Sunday Christian. I mean, Jesus. You know them ones that say they know him, but they don't really know him because they go to church on Sunday, might even see him prayer meeting and Bible study, but they raise hell every time they're not in the sanctuary.
Jesus.
Forgetting about that they are always in the presence of God. Yeah, we need to stop playing. We need to get real. We need to start remembering that there's power in the name of Jesus. We need to start remembering that there's still power in the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. And we have a caller that is holding on. So, y'all, before we move on, I'm going to bring that caller on. Caller,
Amen.
Are you there?
Hello, hello, ladies. It's Dominique.
Hey.
Hey,
Dom.
Let's talk about it. Less about it. Y'all going in. Like, y'all going in. That's all I'm going to say. Like, y'all really going in. And I just want to bless God for Sis Adrian for bringing this up because this was laying, I was restless over the weekend just thinking about, just hearing about all the you know, the murder rate is increasing, just the gun violence, all that stuff is increasing. And you said, like, you know, pose the question about the shooters. Like, what will we say to the shooters? And these are young boys, 14. You're talking about 12-year-olds, young boys out there shooting at one another. And it's so, this issue of just those shooting is very complex. And I love what my mom and, you know, Pastor Toy said about, like, that parental piece, especially the father. And there's so many absent fathers. It's just the situation is very complex. But I just, without just taking up so much of your time, I just wanted to go over a couple of things. Like, with that father piece, is a lack of a male figure. And as Pastor Toy said, and then they have the wrong male figures in their lives. And so what's going on as well, what I see in these young boys too, they're young boys who were molested by men who they saw as a father figure, and that man took advantage of them. So now these boys are angry. They don't know where this anger is coming from. So that's some of it, right? And then you have a level of respect. These young boys, they want respect because they're holding on to material things. They're holding material things at a high value, such as clothing, such as calling a female their property. If you touch my female, you slept with my female, this and that, is a respect level. You know, you can't come here like I don't know, they still beefing. They might still be beefing in South Philly or whatever, Southwest Philly, like 26th and 27th and Tasker blocks are beefing against one another. So it's territory. It's all like a respect level that these children want. And you got to teach your children that respect is not about material things. You understand what I'm saying? Respect is something that if you step on that grass, you stepped on my grass, oh, that's disrespecting me. You understand what I'm saying? But these kids are really like they want respect for material things, things that are temporary. And that's like it's just so complex, but that's what I'm really seeing when I hear about these young people dying, it's just a matter of respect. Somebody was disrespected in the crowd, especially in a Philly population, or even just arguments and shootings and people being killed over a specific rapper that they follow and that they like. It's like these killings are coming down to something very simple, and it seemed like it shouldn't happen. Lives shouldn't be lost over rappers that you have, you know, nothing about. So we got to teach our children what's the purpose of life, and also how to walk away from certain things. You understand? These things are being, we're letting TV raise our kids. And when I hear about these young rappers who die and I listen to the music and they talk about it's just so violent. And they kill people. You talking about like rappers who are 19, 25 and already have like many bodies, bodies meaning people that they've killed, for, you know, those listeners who don't understand those terms. And they have these bodies under their belt. And it's just like it's a respect level, but they're getting like, why do you want this type of negative respect? It's just so deep, but I'm going to just stop there. I'm not going to take too much. But I just really appreciate you ladies for opening up this conversation, and I hope that we can have more conversations like this. Thank you.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for bringing D-Block. Look, thank you for bringing my D-Block listeners in a little bit, because you started talking about catching bodies. They like, yeah, it's Monday. Oh, yeah. No,
and you
want to
know what the funny part is? The funny part is most of the rappers that are talking about the bodies they had, they lying.
Yeah, a lot of them lying.
Listen, we gotta use the common sense.
And I want to speak up for the common sense of those. I want to speak up for the common sense of those people. Those shooters, because they are now rappers. Now back in our day, it was okay to have like a rap persona. And you could be who you were when you were like off the scene and not in the studio, and the lies that you would come up, like that's why you can say that and be like, well, half of them ain't telling the truth. There's now a whole generation, unfortunately, like these new generations, like all of the babies and stuff, you know, because there's like the baby, little baby, the baby, and all of the other, whatever. There's like a whole generation of real killers. Like I won't call them killers, but they're like more, you know, whoever they, but their whole entire lives have been that's what it's like. They focus on that one
part
of it.
I'm saying, this is the part that I'm saying when I say they have to use common sense. Most of us are people of color that's in the rap world. Most of them, not all of them. But most of them, that doesn't mean they're all black. When I say color, it could be any color, Hispanic, or whatever. But most of them are people of color. We're not allowed to get away with a lot of stuff no matter what. So you telling me that somebody rapping about how they killed 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 people, but they still able to walk back and forth throughout the streets? They still able to make all this money. They still running back and forth on TV and social media and the internet, and everybody knows who they are and where they live, and they didn't lock them up. Because I'm going to tell you, every real rapper that really committed a murder, they locked up.
And yeah.
And a lot of them are locked up.
There was the one boy that did the rap about how he killed his mother to get the insurance money to do his music or whatever. Soon as the video and all hit, they came and locked him up. You want to know why? Because his mother had really passed away. There was another one who did the rap about how many people and bodies he had. And when they found out that was true, they came and locked them up. But if it's somebody that's been dropped 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and they just like, can we shoot them up in a bow, bow, and boy, kabooya, kabooya, and we got the bodies into this, and do the police, and we ain't scared, and they done dropped 6, 7, 8, 9 albums, they lying.
Gotcha. That's right.
Straight up, they are lying.
And you know what else? I don't mean to cut you off, Pastor, but you know another thing that's going on, too, is what we have to see, and, like, even our children that's right now learning on going to school on these laptops that were given to them, you know, we have to watch our children on those things, too, because they give them games and things to play on after they're not in school, you know. So what I've done with my children, because I got 5 in the household that's on these laptops, and on these laptops, I got a kid that falls asleep. I go upstairs, she sleep with the laptop on her. Then I got another kid that sits up to 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Take them laptops. When school is over, the laptops are closed because they're still on the internet and they're still learning different things and playing Among Us. Among Us is another one of those games, you know. Among Us is about dead people, you know. We got to get this out of our children. We got to get this stuff away from them. We got to pray these demons out, you know. And even with them playing those games, they're learning just like they're learning. They're being raised by the TV. Now they're being raised by the computers, the laptops that the government gave them. So we got to get that out of their hands.
And we still sitting there promoting the violence.
Yes. Yes.
We're promoting it to them. We're selling it to them. We're telling them it's okay.
Yep.
We're saying you don't have to learn how to use your words. You don't have to learn how to mediate a situation. You don't have to learn how to compromise. You don't even have to learn how to put your fists up and hold your ground and then walk away once it's done so y'all might be friends tomorrow. What we have taught our children is to go get a gun and shoot.
Yep.
And that's why.
But unfortunately,
what
we haven't told them is that unlike the games, you're not getting back up once you shoot.
That's right. That's right.
Can y'all hear me or no?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh. No, because what I was trying to say is all of that is good, and that's where we have a problem with it because that's how we feel. The problem is we're not speaking to them. I believe that we're speaking over them. Now,
mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the misunderstood in me, but maybe I'm pulling it from a different place. Because what I'm hearing is all of the things that are wrong, they've done, they can't do this or whatever. These are the things that all we do is pile and pile and pile of the things that we're seeing. What I would like to do is, like Dom was saying, maybe we can do this for a couple of times. The reason why is because there is a call that's really for the shooter. So when we're making it, we can't, you know, it's more so like you have to know what Grand Theft Auto is. You have to appreciate Grand Theft Auto to say something about Grand Theft Auto to make me not want to play Grand Theft Auto anymore. You know what I mean? Like, these are the rappers that I want to listen to. So because it's so easy for us to let everyone know that that's not real, we shut it off and say that that's not this or that's not that. But the truth of the matter is, it is real. And even if it's not real in our world, it's real in their world, and it's real in the world that is coming up. So I just believe that you can have a better conversation. No, let me put it this way so I don't mess this up. Let me put myself in the situation. If I'm doing something and I'm not doing it right, what ends up happening is the people can tell me what I'm doing wrong. They can tell me why I'm doing it wrong. They can look at me and tell me how I'm doing it wrong. They might even be able to tell me how long I've been doing it wrong because they've been watching me do it wrong for so long. All of these things might all be well and true. But the question that I have now is, what am I supposed to do with myself today? How do I become a better person in my own eyes? Not so much because I've already know I'm shot for you. I can't do anything for you right now because every single thing that we say is like, I can't do it right. So really, there's a moment in there where I would rather not do it at all, or then that's when it comes down to knowing who you are, knowing your relationship, knowing if there is someplace bigger than you when you need a rest and you need a help. That's why, like, the call about salvation is so important. That's why we do that. We offer that, and it's for everybody. If, no matter what kind of a walk it is, if you are ready to make the choice that you don't want to walk like that, or you don't want to walk alone, or you really just don't know how, but you know that you don't want it like this, that's when it's the opportunity to step up out of yourself, pick up yourself, you know what I mean? I know it don't look right, y'all, but I need help. I know that I probably did not do that right, Mom, but I need help.
Amen.
I know that you were saying it to me and I was trying to do something else and you're mad at me because I didn't do what you said to do this first time, but I need help. I know you told me that I shouldn't wear these clothes like that because when I go down here, somebody might do something to me, and God forbid that they did something to me, and now something is wrong, and now I need help. Y'all understand where I'm coming from?
Yep.
That's where. That
I understand.
That's where. The next couple of series that we do on this, y'all. Because I want them to know that there's a place. I need people to understand. You know what I mean? Like, Toy's on here. Toy, you give him the call of salvation. Let him do a nice finesse him. Because tonight, we can put him in a couple of different places. The best place I can tell you is you in the right place right now.
Amen.
Regardless of how bad, regardless of what it looks like. You know what I mean? All of those things are all right there, but you're still in the right place for this right very moment. Jeff?
Amen. And unfortunately, God is telling me not to finesse y'all because we are streets. I grew up street. I was straight hood. If you listen to a few shows, you've heard me share some of my drama and past and my dirt and my sins. And I know street don't recognize church just like church tries not to recognize street. So I'm going to go street to street for you real quick. And I'm not bringing you to church. I'm introducing you to God. We have been lied to. It's that simple. We have been lied to. If you are from a child to a young adult, guess what, y'all? I'm going to apologize to you for my generation and for the generation right over me because we lied to y'all. We lied to y'all when we said y'all could play anything that you want to and we could just talk to you about it and it was going to be okay. Because what we didn't tell you was there's spirits and demons attached to stuff. We lied to y'all. We lied to y'all when we told y'all that it's just about this household or you. It's all about you. No, it's about everybody. We lied to y'all. We lied to y'all when we said that whatever you do only affects you. We lied to y'all. And I humbly apologize.
Amen.
And I beg God's forgiveness on my generation for the lies that we have told to the generation underneath us. And for that person that's sitting there going, well, I ain't never lie. According to God's word, if you didn't correct the untruth, then you were a part of the lie. And guess what? As a whole, if you were born in between, I believe it's 69 to 79, they called us the X generation. And although that X generation, for those who believed in Christ, that X meant a double blessing, we were the beginning of the generation that was supposed to get cut off. And we've been cutting them off ever since. We lied. But God has sent me here today to tell you the truth. That no matter what you've done, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what your economic situation, no matter what your education level, no matter what your IQ may be, God has sent me to tell you that he loves you.
Amen.
And that even in your sin, he said, guess what? Even though you may still be living in your sin, he said, I sent Christ to die for you while you were still yet sinners. Hallelujah, God. So in your sin, I sent him to come get you. I sent him to come get you out your mess. That right there, y'all, that's some truth.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Right there
yes.
is some truth. Then he went to say that he loved this world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He said, I love you. He said, even though you may still be in your sin, while you were being knitted in your mother's womb, I fearfully and wonderfully made you.
Amen.
He said, I knew you before you came forth. And if today you want to turn around and find a different way, if today you want to be able to say that my past is the old me, and from this second forth there will be a new me, then this day, this night, this is just for you.
Amen.
Because God loves you. He loved you so much that he took on the form of man and came down through 42 burning generations into this sin-cursed world. Somebody said, well, why would God do that? I mean, he doesn't need help, because God will not look on sin. But what he did was he took flesh on because he could not find a man to make the sacrifice. So he became that man to become the perfect sacrifice, because according to his word, for there to be the remission and forgiveness of sins, there must be the shedding of innocent blood. And they used to do it with rams and goats and doves. But then Jesus came down. And on that Passover, somewhere in between 32 and 33 A.D., he laid his life down on that cross, the ultimate sacrifice. The word of God says, for a man to die on the cross, they have become accursed unto God. He became the curse that we should have been. Mm. So even if you do have blood on your hands, even if you did capture somebody's, even if you have committed adultery, even if you have fornicated, even if you have committed rape, even if you have done acts of violence, even if you have a lying tongue, that no matter who you are, if you come to Christ today, believing on him, you don't need a lot of faith. Just mustard seed faith, just a little itty-bitty bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to God and you say, God, I come to you tonight admitting that I'm a sinner, admitting that I'm going the wrong way. I feel it in my spirit. But I come accepting the gift of your son, Jesus Christ, and I ask him into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sin. I ask him to begin to make me that new creature. In Jesus' name, amen. Then if you said that prayer, you just tell somebody. You just say, hey, I gave my life to Christ. You don't have to wait until a church door is open for worship or Bible study or prayer service. You can call somebody on the phone and say, hey, I gave my life to Christ this evening. And according to God's word, once you believe it in your heart and confess it out your mouth, you are saved. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, we do encourage you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with DTW Ministry. That's Deliverance Through the Word. DTW Ministry and the host, Reverend Aaron Williams. You do not want to miss the anointing that is going to fall from the man of God tomorrow evening. We thank each and every one who listened in with us this evening. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray with you, and we would love to pray for you. Also, we invite you to keep your eyes and ears open. There is a move coming. God is doing some great things here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and I cannot wait to let you know what is going to be happening around our anniversary date. I'm waiting to get some final paperwork in order, and then we will be making that announcement. Amen. We thank each and every one of you who had joined in with us. Mother Janice, we are at that time of the night where we take back, where we, you know, it's time for us to take it back. So what would you like to take back this evening?
What I would like to take back this evening, I would like to take back our children. Take back our children from all this destruction that's being created in the world through them, you know, and basically the through the upbringing that they don't have, or through the distance of authority figures that they don't have. So my take back is the take our children back. Amen.
Amen. Sister Adria.
Amen. Are we in the take it back? Because I was thinking, they cut me off before I got to take it back. I take back these airwaves. Can I take back the airwaves? How about what God is going to do is what God is going to do on these airwaves, God is going to do. If you don't do it on the airwaves, he's going to do it in your kitchen. He's going to do it in the grocery store. He's going to do it in the Walmart. He's going to do it sitting in your traffic jam.
Amen.
One thing for sure, two things for certain. I'm just trying to say, take back the airways. I want it all back. Anything that got a misconstrued message that's going on that is giving you something other than what God is trying to say in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Take it back. With authority, take it back.
Amen.
And
that's
tell it that he can't have it right now.
Yeah.
That's my take it back. I'm glad I got back on just to get that take it back, because that was serious.
Yes, we're glad you got back on.
I looked back up
too,
and I was like, it cut me off. Shout out to anybody that be listening and you get cut off and stuff. That means you got to be tenacity. Be the tenacity. Hang up and call back.
Amen.
Don't let nobody tell you you can't be in here. Swipe tooth and nail to get back. This is where God is at.
Amen.
Amen. And for me, I guess my take back tonight would be the power of believers.
Amen.
And my personal, we as believers in Christ, we have become some punks, and we will settle and accept anything and everything.
Yes.
When we forget that Jesus Christ told us and taught us in God's word that every miracle we ever saw him do, we could do those same miracles and greater.
Amen.
He told us in the word that the power of life and death is on our tongue. He told us in the word where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing in his name, there he would be in the midst. He told us in his word that when the praises go up, his blessings fall down. He also said that he inhabits the praises of his people. So what I would like to take back is for two or three true men and women of God to get together and just begin to call on the name of the Lord and the power and the might of the Holy Spirit and begin to plead the blood of Christ on our households, on our children, on our neighborhoods, on our jobs, in the schools around this world. I mean, so much so that if we walking down the street to the store, we start pleading the blood over every house we pass. We start pleading the blood over every person we pass. We start decreeing and declaring that Satan can't have the street that our feet have trodden on because we came back to take it back for the kingdom of God. For the word of God says the kingdom suffereth violence, but the violence take it by force. It's time for the children of God to get up, stand up, and remember that God has given us power.
Yes.
That's what I would like to see us take back.
Amen. Amen.
So, I'm going right here now. Do y'all have any closing words or remarks?
See you on the
next. I think you just summed it up right there. That was pretty good.
Nothing after that.
See y'all next time. See y'all next time.
See you on the next PKN.
Listen, because I didn't know what to say after that. I was thinking, no, we done talked about it.
Look, that was it.
So that we are in agreement then. We're going to take back the power of believers of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. We love y'all. We bless y'all. And we praise God for y'all. Be blessed, and we'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Jesus bless you,
amen.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Step one or two down. I will not lose.